It's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 164 for Tuesday, March the 5th, 2019, helping people understand the consequences and rewards. A young man aspiring to get into the big state university, he neglects high school. Well, he neglects his homework. Weeks before graduation, he gets a rejection letter. And the university, they do not grant him admission. His grades are not good enough. The young man failed to understand the consequences of not taking high school as seriously as he could have. He regrets it now. The epidemic of accountability is very real. It is not limited to young people or old. The prevailing thought that the universe owes us or that we are victims of anybody or anything, it just gives us an out. And we're happy to take that out. It's not our fault. Somebody else's fault. It's something's fault. My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. The website is growgreat.com. Leaders have long struggled to find ways to help educate and train people to properly understand how things work. Namely, how to help people really understand that there are rewards that they can gain and there are consequences that they can avoid. Can. That is the big, big word here. They can do these things. Each person has got the power to affect the outcome. Well, first things first, leaders must first hire people or train people, well, or both, to understand that they have command of their choices, their actions, and their outcomes. I'm just not a big fan of pushing water up a hill. And that just simply means I am not fond of trying to turn a sow's ear into a silk purse, converting people, changing people. It's really, really tough work. And maybe you want to take that on, maybe not. That's up to you. I'd rather find people that are already bent toward accepting responsibility for their outcome. For me, time spent helping them achieve growth is very, very rewarding. Trying to get people to move from excuse making and from being victims to accepting responsibility, It's got to be crazy meaningful work, but it would just drive me crazy. And so I just don't choose to do that kind of work. Grow Great, and this podcast is about just that, improvement, growth, and change. Helping people is job one. It's job one for any leader. And today I hope to provoke you to think more deeply and thoughtfully about how you can serve your people to gain a better grasp on how they can control their own destiny. By more soberly considering the impact of their decisions and their behaviors, people can have a big, big impact on their own growth. And I think it's a ridiculously large service that you as a leader can deliver to your people. But how? Candor. That's it. I mean, candid conversations where you don't protect people from the truth, but where you insist on sharing the truth. Let them get punched in the face. You want to protect the people that you lead, and you should. The bigger question is, from what? What do you want to protect them from? I used to tell my kids, I'm happy that you'll make a mistake. That's not a problem. I just do not want you to make a mistake from which you cannot recover. Getting punched in the face is very different than taking a bullet to the forehead. Protect them from the things that could harm them. I mean, get really clear on what defines harm. Pain isn't always harmful. Now, it may be difficult for you as a parent, as a grandparent, as a boss, as an owner, as a leader, to see people enduring some pain, but is it harmful or is it helpful? Pain isn't always harmful. Struggle isn't either. Suffering isn't either. You have to let people fail, and you have to let them suffer some. A retailer had a staff of buyers. These buyers were tasked with making merchandising decisions for the company. It's a big role. And it can make or break any retailer. Well, a buyer goes and he invests $100,000 in a single product that he thinks is going to be a wild success come fall. Yeah, it doesn't quite work out that way. The product had a target retail price that was supposed to garner a 40% profit margin. That simply means that this buyer went in investing $100,000, believing that I'm going to be able to sell that product for over $166,000. So in essence, the company is going to make a gross profit in excess of $66,000. That's a really good deal. Doesn't happen. Instead, months later, the product is stagnant. It's growing less valuable every day. The markdowns began. The company decides to forego making any profits. Now we just want to try to recoup as much of our original investment as we can. And within weeks, they'd only sold a fraction of the inventory, less than $10,000 worth. And now things are getting really bad. The product clearly isn't going to produce what they wanted. Now it's quite clear it's going to produce a loss for the company. So they mark it down some more, and they mark it down some more, and they mark it down some more. When the smoke cleared, the company's $100,000 investment ended up costing the company $70,000. $70,000 flushed right down the tubes. One single deal that was the worst mistake this buyer had made in a four-year career with this company. Well, upstairs, there was talk about firing the buyer, but in a meeting with HR and the top brass, the merchandise manager, who was the direct supervisor of this buyer, he put forth a compelling case. If you think I'm going to let our $70,000 investment in him walk out the door to benefit somebody else, you're nuts. It was an education that he'll never forget. He knew the buyer was a responsible guy who owned his work. In fact, just 40 days after the merchandise had hit the warehouse, it had been in the store about 32 days at that point, the buyer came in to his boss, this merchandise manager, and he told him, listen, I'm not feeling good about this at all. The speed of the sell-through, that is the speed with which we're selling this product, it's not nearly what I anticipated. I got a really bad feeling about this. I think we need to go ahead and get out of it. Well, the boss, being the leader that he was, he owned the decision with his bosses because he told them, he came into me, he tells me this, and I tell him, listen, let's stay the course for two more weeks. Well, now, based on what they know, the merchandise manager knew the buyer was right. They should have gone ahead and taken their hit right then. They would have at least reduced the loss. It wouldn't have been $70,000. It would have been something, but it would have been a much, much lower number. The VP of merchandising, he's the man in charge, answerable to the CEO. In this case, he's a woman. And she realized that she's got two good people here. Her merchandise manager and her buyer, these are both capable, high-performing employees, and they both very quickly take ownership in the mistake, a $70,000 mistake. But that's not how they looked at it. It was a priceless education for these people. Painful? Oh, you bet. You bet. A lot of butt-puckering going on during these painful hours, but it wasn't fatal. She leveraged it to help everybody. So instead of some HR-based PIP program, a performance improvement plan, that's just a fancy term for, hey, we're going to work toward termination here. She had a conversation. She had a real dialogue with these two employees. They walked through the purchase. They walked through the thought process behind it. They walked through the education. Her goal was very simple with them. I just want us to get in a room and let's just talk about this. And because I want to learn. I want to learn from it too. She was happy to get her hands dirty. And so she led the way for these employees to know that she had a vested interest in their careers. Contrast that with another retailer. They also had a similar situation, but they handled it very differently. Admittedly, it was a bit more money on the line, almost double. This buyer spent $180,000 at wholesale, but the overall loss was actually less. This company lost $60,000. And the COO, the chief operating officer, thinking that he was going to make a point, he forced the VP of merchandising to formally reprimand the merchandise manager, who was in turn told, you need to let that buyer go, terminate him. In his mind, that is in the COO's mind, that was leadership, right? I'm going to, in his words, I'm going to teach these people to be accountable. Well, do you care to figure out which culture is the higher performing of the two? Yesterday, we talked about forgiveness and compassion. That doesn't mean people get by with poor decision-making or poor performance. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen in either one of these cases. These were not, there was no poor decision-making process. It wasn't necessarily poor performance on the people's part. Did they get it wrong? Yeah, they got it wrong. Much of what they got wrong was timing. The timing of getting out of the product once it was apparent, this ain't going to work out. as well as we would hope. In the subjective world of buying products for retail, some purchases work out better than others. Both buyers were diligent in how they approached their respective purchases. In fact, both of them had a pretty solid intel to back up their decisions because each company had a precedent of similar products with good sales through for a variety of reasons. Neither of these purchases worked out, not this time. The first company used their loss of $70,000 to make it a big, big people gain. The second company, they lost money too, $60,000. Well, but they lost more than that. They lost the experience. They lost one good employee. In fact, within 90 days, they lost the merchandise manager too because he left the company to take on the same role with a better company. In fact, it was a competitor. Really difficult to quantify the real loss suffered by that second company. They lost two experienced people who were good people, and they contributed to helping their culture be whatever culture that is. Just one for you as a leader. Help. Help. That did not happen with the second company. Nobody helped anybody except themselves. I mean, they just helped make themselves feel better by pandering to their own ego. For you as a leader, that word, help, just emblazon that across your forehead. Be a leader. Be helpful. Grow your people by first growing yourself. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. See you tomorrow.